Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Afghan refugees have started to arrive in Anchorage by today. The city will be the new home for about 50 refugees, with another 50 on the way. This according to Catholic Social Services Refugee Coordinator Issa Spatrisano, who told Alaska's news source,
"We're having such a broad range of arrivals from people who were like journalists in their home country or even in the Afghan assembly who had been elected officials, all the way to individuals who, you know, were soldiers or assisted the U.S. military in some capacity to, you know, families who just like worked for an NGO and needed to get out. No matter what your story was back in Afghanistan, your story starts the same here."
On Friday, volunteers were hauling furniture, food, pots and pans up the stairs to an East Anchorage apartment, getting it ready for a family with 8 children, including a newborn, that was set to arrive on Saturday. And Spatrisano said the U.S. government helps refugees to resettle by offering a one-time payment of just over $1,200 per person. The money goes to Catholic Social Services, which uses it to find housing and other necessities, but the funding generally doesn't last long. The Catholic Social Services website lists items that refugees need, as well as ways that people can help by donating their time to be drivers or mentors to an arriving family. Spatrisano said the refugees who have fled their country with very little are grateful for the chance to start over, audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is celebrating National School Psychology Week, which goes from November 8th through the 12th of this year. During the week, schools throughout the country will celebrate to highlight the important work school psychologists do to help students thrive. The 2021 theme is Let's Get in Gear. GEAR, an acronym, standing for Grow, Engage, Advocate, Rise. It provides a challenge to grow personally and professionally, encourages school psychologists to engage in best practices and advocate for children's access to mental health and learning supports, and the rise implies resilience and renewal despite the challenges of the past. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland said that in this past year, it's been challenging for students because of COVID-19, and as a result, more students have been reaching out for help.
There's definitely an increased need for people to touch base and see how students are doing and making sure their mental well-being is okay, and that not just them, it's, you know, staff, families, people want to reach out and talk and make sure they're doing okay. And they do a lot of proactive work too in that realm. So they are, you know, doing things like participating with Sources of Strength, which is a big program we have in the district to help with mental health issues and really focus on the positives and outreach to other people. So yes, this year, I think last year, this year, definitely an increase in the supports that are needed. It's been a trying time for everyone, and students are no different.
11 school psychologists working in the KPBSD provide a range of services to support students' academic achievement and social-emotional well-being. They collaborate with staff and students, provide suicide prevention classroom presentations, respond to critical incidents, provide feedback on district policies, assess individual students, participate in meetings with parents, and grow as professionals. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.